Well, I must say that I'm extremely disappointed at the outcome of the negotiations in Brussels on Friday last. It's the worst ever in my memory, and I went into the Dáil 44 years ago. I was at many European Council meetings as Minister of State and as Marine Minister when I had responsibility for marine affairs. And throughout all of that time, they got an increase on the basis of the Hague preference, and the Hague preference was agreed in 1976 to give Ireland an increase if it fell below a certain level, and that only pertained to demersal species, and that's of course the whitefish. It never pertained to pelagic, which is the herring, mackerel, horse mackerel and blue whiting, because they never fell below a certain threshold until last year. So the Hague preference was invoked last year. The Irish authorities and the Irish minister, Timmy Dooley, tried to invoke it this year, and there was a blocking minority by countries in Eastern Europe, Poland, Germany, and I believe Denmark and Holland opposed it, and we got no increase whatsoever on the proposals made by the Commission some months ago. I recommended to the Taoiseach and the Foreign Minister at the time, and indeed to Minister Dooley, that they should embark on visits throughout all of the member states, and particularly the member states that were not coastal states, because they had no interest. They normally go with the Commission. A number of them were contacted, I believe, but at the end, none of them supported Ireland. So it's an absolute disgrace. A country in the Atlantic where most of the pelagic fish are in Irish waters, and we have secured the worst deal. So processors and fishermen will be badly affected, and many jobs will be lost as a result of this decision. I have recommended that we should take a legal challenge. I'm not so sure if there's a legal basis for that, because the Hague was never enshrined in legislation, but it's something that we will be raising with the government this week.